This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're going to play 92.3 The Fan, and now you can find The Fan on YouTube, including The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima, 6 to 10 a.m. Baskin and Phelps, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Afternoon Drive with Nick Wilson and myself, Jonathan Peterlin, 2 to 7 live each and every weekday on The Fan's YouTube channel. Subscribe to our channel for free to watch all the best content from your favorite shows on The Fan live and on demand now.
If I could go off the top of my head, just off of memory, I think Kevin Stefanski, as far as his fans in Baltimore, is probably the leader in the clubhouse. If not him, Kubiak. Those have been the top names. Also, Flores' name has come up a lot. Those three names have come up a lot, but I think Kevin Stefanski is probably the leader in the clubhouse in terms of what the fans want, largely because he's two-time coach of the year. They believe Cleveland is the source of his failure, not Stefanski himself.
Rob Long, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. So, they think John Harbaugh is a scrub in Baltimore, and Kevin Stefanski's great. Not great.
Let's see how that plays out.
I really think they're more of a Matt Nagy town. Everyone thinks Matt Nagy in Baltimore.
But if you're Stefanski, if Baltimore's serious, the way that Rob is saying, it's not even a question.
Oh, yeah.
Not even a question. Yeah. Like, you go there with bells on. You enjoy the hell out of the idea that Baltimore and Lamar Jackson have interest. Now, Stefanski, I'm almost going to coach for some weird reason. Don't know what that was about.
Finally feel indebted to him now that he's gone.
After 6 years, I'm finally like, coach.
Ooh, the revisionist history begins.
Realize he's going to Baltimore? Were we really best friends the whole time?
That's true.
I went to the galas the way everyone else did.
Yep. You just didn't publicize it.
No need.
You don't need the credit.
We've put our friendship in a very low-key manner.
That's true.
We don't need to rub it into everybody else. That's just uncouth. Yeah. That's not good.
Who would do that?
Yeah.
Not me.
So Coach, if Coach goes to Baltimore, we know he doesn't do well with big personalities.
Yeah.
He's going to have an awful time. Like, do I need to wake Baltimore fans up and understand that what this is going to be is Lamar Jackson just doing what? Harbaugh couldn't control Lamar. You think Stefanski's going to be able to?
He's got no chance. I think the funny thing is that for Lamar, your options from a discipline level run from Stefanski. He just lets you be you.
He does not do anything to restrict anything that you would want to do.
Or Brian Flores, who will punch you in the mouth if you're 5 seconds early to a meeting.
He's a drill sergeant. So, like, you talk about the... I don't know if you're Lamar... You know the answer. Lamar doesn't want to be bossed around like that. He's 29 years old. He has been a two-time league MVP. He's at the spot in his career. I would assume he wants a bobblehead more than he wants somebody that's going to tell him he was 3 minutes late and that's not acceptable.
I still think it's going to be Jesse Minner. I still do, but Stefanski to Baltimore makes sense. Meanwhile, Rob Long, who was just on, we played the sound there at the beginning of the segment. He talked about why Harbaugh makes sense for Cleveland, in his opinion.
See, Harbaugh is an administrator. He's not really a guy that's going to influence the game when the game begins. He's the guy that's going to influence the game before the game begins. He's an administrator. He's a CEO. He's not a game day difference maker. So that's what Cleveland needs, I think. I think Cleveland needs an organizational guy, a guy that steers the ship and gets you back in order. That's what we needed here in Baltimore when he first got here. But now you're at a point where you need a little bit more, which is human nature. There's no disrespect to part ways with him. I think Steve Bisciotti, the owner, felt the pulse of his team and felt like you needed a jolt. You need some new blood in here to give a new message because evidently this message now is stale.
So here's what I struggle with.
Mm-hmm.
Every archetype can fail. All right. No, but that's not specific to Harbaugh. But what I mean is, like, I don't think Cleveland needs a specific archetype. If you can lead and you can communicate, you can be an OC. You can be a former defensive backs coach. You can be a special teams coach. I don't give a rip. So, like, I'm pretty malleable on, do you want a offensive wizard like Mike McDaniel, or do you want, you know, X's and O demon on the defensive side of the ball like Robert Saleh?
Mm-hmm.
If you can find your way to, like, lead a team and get the most out of them. So I don't think Cleveland, specific to what he said, I don't think they need like a CEO type head coach, because I think that opens up a separate, like for every good thing, you're going to open up maybe a separate issue.
No, but what is nice about having a CEO type coach is where, so Stefanski wasn't that. Stefanski was supposed to be X's and O's, and he's supposed to be this great quarterback whisperer and everything like that. And then he never updated anything. He stayed with the same offense he had for the beginning, and it never got better, and he never really put much new into it. And so like, you see how that doesn't travel, right? If you're one of the types like Harbaugh, where you're a CEO type coach, that travels, because that's not anything that you're coming up with that is brand new. That's just being who you are.
Now, I think it's fascinating that Harbaugh, it's already kind of out there that it's unlikely he's going to interview this week, because it does play into the theory that I think a lot of people, I think you and I have both thought this, but that basically is like, well, let's get through the wild card round of the playoffs and let's just make sure we know all the jobs that are out
there.
It's
smart. Like, if I was Harbaugh, this is exactly the right route that he should be going. Find out what happens with the Bills, find out what happens with the Packers, and then we can reconvene on Monday and we can evaluate our situation from there. Meanwhile, someone like Stephen Ross might be left with the idea that he fired his head coach and he had no real chance.
Yeah, that'd be funny, though.
It would be. It's still worth the gamble if you're Stephen Ross.
No. Okay. If you're already going to fire Mike McDaniel, which I don't think he was.
I mean, clearly he wasn't going to, because he didn't on Monday, right? Like, clearly this is everything that just shaped this. But was he going to fire McDaniel a year from now or halfway through the season? It's on the table. 100% on the table.
Definitely on the table. It's interesting. I think you mentioned two jobs that obviously Harbaugh could be waiting for. I think the Eagles thing is another one that people have started talking about that's interesting.
Oh, I think I brought that one up a couple days ago, and that was just me thinking that this might end for Sirianni, and that being the type of job that Harbaugh would obviously love. It's got to be this weekend. It's got to be a real crash and burn for Sirianni. Winning a Super Bowl a year ago to then being out the door, but it's on the table. There's all sorts of names that are popping up right now, though. You know,
is there one we should hope for?
Well, so here's the thing. I will feel so much better if it's Green Bay, if it ends up being Buffalo, if it ends up being Philadelphia. I can live with losing out to those type of situations. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to lose out to those type of situations. I will be crestfallen if it ends up being Miami.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If it's one of these teams.
Honestly, the Giants, which everybody thinks. The Giants, it's not a good job, and it's not a good organization. They haven't been a good organization since Tom Coughlin left.
Like, you should be able to overcome that. You can be in the same category of them. Like, some you weren't able to close for some reason, and I don't really want to get into why you didn't close, but I'll be upset that you didn't. You lose out to Buffalo, that's fine. You're not expected to beat out Buffalo in this race. They have Josh Allen. But I can't stand losing to Miami that way. That would be very frustrating.
I think the three teams we've mentioned that he could be waiting for.
Yeah.
I think he should hope Buffalo opens up the most next. So the first, then Green Bay, and then Philly. If you're John Harbaugh, now you're older in your career, right? So the idea you could be fired in 5 years if you only win one Super Bowl is maybe not that big of a deal. I think Philadelphia is in the back half of their window. I don't think Jalen's going to be able to be the same player once you start subtracting an A.J. Brown, and once the defense has already kind of taken a step back. Like, Saquon maybe takes a step back.
Well, like, then you're perceived as like less than Sirianni, who got it done.
Yeah.
Well, but that's not great.
Like, here's the thing. This is like clockwork.
Howie Roseman's great, though.
You're there for 5 years. You win a Super Bowl, but you get fired. I don't know the next coach is guaranteed to win a Super Bowl.
Well, so here's why I think the Packers should be above the other two. And Josh Allen obviously skews the conversation because he's Josh Allen, but you still got to fix that defense. There's a lot of things you have to do there.
I think that's one good offseason away from being one of the better teams they've had, but okay.
It might be. And if I was an offensive guy, I would be signing up like crazy because it's so appealing and there's so many things to it. I think the one thing that the Packers have in this that I think too many people sleep on is you don't have an owner.
Mm-hmm.
That's such a valuable thing that you have as the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, but you have Carmen Policy's son that wants to run off Matt LaFleur because he's too good at his job.
Yeah, they still have like a board of directors and a thing that happens. But like on a day-to-day basis, you don't have somebody breathing down your neck. You don't have anybody that like one of the reasons why I feel like the Packers have had such stability for so many years consistently, not only with the head coaches, but also then with the quarterbacks, is because you just don't have that constant presence that's there.
You know, it's funny.
It just doesn't exist in Green Bay.
Because, again, we're looking at, okay, if we can't get him, who can he dislodge that could come to Cleveland? Mike McDaniel is part of that collateral damage, even if Harbaugh doesn't go to Miami. So we already kind of have a small win there if you think McDaniel could be a good successor to Kevin Stefanski. I think Matt LaFleur is an absolute yes. The second he were to get fired by Green Bay, if they wanted to go for Harbaugh, sure. you do everything that I wanted for Harbaugh. You give him an extra $5 million because Matt is younger and he's gone from Aaron Rodgers, where he brought Aaron Rodgers back to the NFC title game and then developed Jordan Love. He's done everything I want as an offensive head coach.
Right. Yeah, he's great.
So,
oddly enough, too, the oldest in the NFC playoff field.
Which is crazy. Isn't he only like 45 or 46?
46. Yeah.
McDermott probably is next, but I like McDermott. But to me, again, he's another kind of one of those tough asses. I don't want to say he's a CEO coach because he was a great defensive coordinator, but he's next. Sirianni's the wild card.
I don't know if I want Sirianni.
I know because everyone's going to be.
I don't think I want him.
He's got a Super Bowl, though.
I know.
Don't win Super Bowls.
I think he's an idiot. I
don't think he's an idiot. I think he might be a mad genius. He might be some iteration of Gruden.
Okay, but his Super Bowl, and now we got to look at it in hindsight, too, because everyone credited his Super Bowl to it was Shane Steichen, Jonathan Gannon as his offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator. And then, last year, obviously not. The very first iteration of that was where he got all the credit of that with Jalen Hurts. The first Super Bowl they went to and lost. This most recent one was Vic Fangio with the defense. And like he just got no credit for the defense or the offense anywhere.
I think that's because people don't respect him because of his press conference. People just decided he's a dumb.
Well, and it's Big Dom that is always hanging around him as well.
Bring Big Dom here too.
Well, Big Dom is definitely coming.
I can use him to help protect me from Big Rob.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Rob Long would kick my ass.
I don't know that Rob Long is big anymore.
Matt Nagy goes to Baltimore. Have you seen photos? Big Dom, meet Rob Long. All of a sudden, I'm living.
Have you seen photos of Rob Long recently?
Is he like medium Rob now?
Got skinny.
Look at that. Good for him.
He got skinny, yeah. I don't know what he's on.
I did that once, too.
Yeah, he's not very big at this point. But anyway.
But then I put it all back on just for you.
But I don't think I want Sirianni. I don't. I know that sounds crazy, but I
want him more than McDermott.
Well, yeah, I'm not really sold on much on McDermott either, though.
That'd be a good hire.
I think it'd be a good hire.
Buffalo, you gotta give some love there. Yes, he did. Well, I don't know why my voice got that high.
They were winning. He had the defense. He had the defense very good.
No, I mean, remember
he
they won.
Into Howard Dean.
They were winning with. They went to the playoffs with Tyrod, and then he's part of the development of Josh Allen.
I'm not. Well, everyone credits Daboll more than they credit McDermott for the development of Josh Allen. Like that's
because he's his offensive coordinator. And by the way,
let's be honest about it.
But the development of a quarterback doesn't happen unless a head coach
is Daboll coming here too? Because he might. That might be your plan.
Allow it.
McDermott and Daboll back in the saddle together.
Can we keep Jim Schwartz too?
Why not?
Come on now.
I don't see why we couldn't.
I'm not ever asking a question of any one of those three gentlemen. They would scream at me quickly.
I don't hate that setup, but it's got to be a really good. This is like Sirianni. It's got to be a really good offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator setup. Now, did you hear the other rumblings that people are talking about within the Bills if McDermott goes?
No.
Belichick.
That would just be.
Think about it for a second.
No, I thought about it.
He can do well with quarterbacks. We know that.
If you give him a Hall of Fame,
he could turn over. And Josh Allen, Hall of Fame quarterback. So like he could turn over the defense in a second because that's what he actually knows what to do. His drafting was never a problem with the defensive side of the ball. He drafted all sorts of players in the defensive side of the ball. He stunk offensively when it came to that stuff. And so like there's a world out there that I could see the Bills falling for that trap. I 100% could see that.
If the Bills want to make sure Josh Allen will never win a Super Bowl, that's the play here. Kevin Stefanski is a much better hire in that, hypothetically, than Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick, guys.
I think it's the one spot that he could go to, right? Actually, be like, it kind of makes sense.
I think give me the Cleveland stats, the post Brady stats, and the UNC stats. He's basically, I was going to say Hugh Jackson, that's not fair. He is.
Yes, but that, no, you're doing post Brady, which is very fair. He stinks post Brady. But you don't have to worry about that.
Post.
I think Belichick's good at everything about the NFL except for the quarterback spot. But guess what? The Bills have the quarterback spot taken care of.
Well, okay, no. If you got
that's the discussion.
Tom Brady,
Josh Allen.
I don't think Josh is Tom.
Well, I mean, it's Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. They're in their own little world, but Josh Allen is not. He's not like Timu Josh Allen here. Like, let's put some
he
respect on his name.
With
Bill
Belichick.
He just won MVP last year. Like, you're at the apex of Josh Allen at this point. Like, if there was ever a time,
I don't like it,
where you could reintroduce Bill back to the NFL.
Heaven.
I think this could be the time. This would be the setup. The only way I think that it would work, this would be it.
What job should John Harbaugh be waiting for? What did I rank him again? I think I said, they say Buffalo, then Green Bay. I don't know. But the point is, they're all really good jobs. Everybody would enjoy any one of those jobs. I would hope, though, Green Bay opens up because maybe you can make a run at LaFleur. The QB Deadpool with many moves to make. Coming up in 5 minutes on 92. Coming up in 5 minutes on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.